Journalists, members of media sign recall petition against Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy. By Kyle Morris on November 11, 2019. A left-wing effort to recall Alaska Governor Michael Dunleavy, R, is underway in the state, and several members of the media, including journalists, spouses of journalists, and board members of public broadcasting corporations, support the notion. According to Must Read Alaska, those on the list include reporters, show hosts, and others associated with KTU, Fairbanks Daily News Miner, KTU, and Alaska Public Media. Anchorage Daily News editor David Hulin's spouse signed the recall petition, along with members of the board of directors of Alaska Public Media, including board chair, vice chair, and treasurer. Also, the spouse of the APM general manager has signed the recall Dunleavy application petition. Other individuals whose signatures appear on the petition include Dorothy Chomix, Fairbanks Daily News Miner reporter. Dermot Cole, longtime contributor to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner and other publications. Terrence Cole, Dermot Cole's brother. Karen Vuestenfeld, Alaska Public Media Board Chair. Beth Rose, Alaska Public Media Vice Chair. Peter Benz, Alaska Public Media Treasurer. Blake Essig, with KTU. George Riefenstein, KTU Board Chair. Leslie Longenbaff, KTU Vice Chair. Melanie Lesh, KTU Treasurer. Vince Beltrami, AFL-CIO President. Casey Steinau, Alaska Democrat Party Chairwoman. Judge Walter Carpinetti. Former Governor Bill Walker, I, and Attorney General Johnna Lindemuth, who is an attorney for the recall initiative, signed the petition as well. Walker's Chief of Staff Scott Kendall, who also serves as an attorney in the effort to recall Dunleavy, also lent his support to the petition. Former Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallett signed the petition, as well as Jody Potts, who works for Village Public Safety Officer, Ed and Kathy Rasmussen of the Rasmussen Foundation, who both fund the recall effort, signed the petition. Rasmussen Foundation President Diane Kaplan's name can also be found on the list. Alaska State Representative Harriet Drummond, D. Anchorage, signed the petition twice, while her colleague Representative Ivy Sponholz, D. Anchorage, signed it once. It was also revealed Sunday that 20% of registered Democrat voters in Alaska signed the recall petition, while only 7% of those who signed the recall petition are registered Republicans. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.